So today is Father's Day. How many dads got in the... How many dads? Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to thank all the fathers here. You know, this morning I want us to think about the gifts that we would give to our Father, or the gifts that we're going to give to our Father today. Perhaps it might be a card or a new tie. Perhaps it might be a brand new plasma TV with a universal remote.
Thank you.
Maybe we have planned to take him out to the House of Japan. This morning, I want you to think what kind of gift you would give the perfect father. This morning, I want you to think what type of gift you would give the perfect father. If he told you exactly what he wanted, would you give it to him? If he told you exactly what he wanted, if it was within your ability, would you give it to him? Would you give it to him if he gave you the money to buy the gift? What kind of gift would you give the perfect father? Amen? I want you to turn with me to Malachi. It's on page 695 of your Bibles this morning. Page 695 of the Old Testament, right before Matthew. And this morning I'll be ministering on a simple message entitled, The Perfect Dad. Amen. The Perfect Dad. I'm going to go ahead and say this morning, our Father in Heaven is the perfect dad. How many of y'all agree with that this morning? Our Father in Heaven is the perfect dad. He provides for us, He protects us, He keeps us out of harm's way, He loves us, He gives us whatsoever things we ask of Him. Not only that, He's a forgiving Father, a warrior Father, a saving Father, and today, amen, is His day, the day that we recognize our Father who art in heaven, amen. He was a Father to us before we were ever children of His. He looked beyond our faults and saw our need. And earlier, just a few seconds ago, I asked you, what kind of gift would you give to the perfect dad on Father's Day? Let me tell you something. God is not afraid to ask. He's not afraid to tell you exactly what He wants. You see, God in heaven knows that He's the perfect dad. He knows He's the perfect father. He knows He has every single thing that His children need, and He knows how to give His children exactly what it is that they need. Amen. So as we understand this, as we come to the knowledge and understanding that God is a perfect father, that God is a perfect dad, God is the perfect savior, we must give Him a perfect gift, amen. We must give Him a perfect gift. We must give Him something that will reflect our love for Him. If in fact we didn't give God anything, we're saying we don't love you enough. You've done a lot for us, but we have no gift for you. We have nothing in return for you. We just want to receive, receive, and receive, and receive, and receive. And we don't ever want to give anything back. That's what we say to a dad if we don't get him anything. Now, my dad knows I'm always broke, so praise the Lord. He'll be getting the same gift he's gotten for the last 24 years. Happy Father's Day! Happy Father's Day. But when it comes to God, when it comes to God, we have to have an understanding that, first of all, God is without fault. He's the only person we can look to and say, you know what? He has given me every single thing that I've ever needed. And whatsoever He asked me is a small thing in compared to what He has done. And as a father, we have to understand that every day is Father's Day for God, because there's not a day that goes by that we don't call on Him. Amen. And this morning I want to read a text. It's a hard text, but I'm not going to preach too long this morning. But I want you to understand something. If God is perfect, and if God is holy, the things that we ought to present to Him need to be the same way. They need to be perfect, and they need to be holy. They need to be something that God says, I will accept. You know what God wants for Father's Day? A broken and contrite heart. One that has yielded to His will. One that has said, Father in heaven, I want to give you myself for your Father's Day. I want to give you me. I am your gift, presenting myself a living sacrifice. which is holy and acceptable to the Lord. So we learn what is holy and acceptable is the gift that we present ourselves to Him. To Him. That's the gift that God wants. But so many times, it's easy because God is so good that we take advantage of His goodness. Every single day, God is good. He's never bad. He's never hard on us unless it's necessary to bring us to a more perfect fruit, amen. But if someone's so good to you all the time, it's easy to take that for granted. It's easy to take for granted that the programs are made, or that the grass is cut, or that there's food in the back. And the first time, we always say, thank you. Thank you, thank you. The first time somebody does something else out of the normal, we are very excited to show them gratitude. When that same person does the same thing, doesn't lessen what he does, or doesn't increase, we can very well stop saying thank you because we're used to it. We think it's something that we're to deserve. We think it's just common to turn on the water and the water be there, amen? And we can take these things for granted. This nation, this country, this world has taken God's love for granted. In so much that everything's okay. I no longer have to come to church. I no longer have to pray. I no longer have to fast. I no longer have to sing. I no longer have to be excited when it comes to the things of God, because God is so good and God is so wonderful. I'll just get Him, you know, what's left over. Let me tell you something this morning. God has not changed. He is the same today as He was yesterday. He's the same God that saves you back in the day that He will save for the next person that comes along His way. And this morning, I want you to understand something. He is the perfect dad. Amen. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. God is the perfect dad. If you want to see a good father, if you want to recognize a good father, you need look no further than Jesus Christ. You need look no further than God Almighty, because every single thing that a father ought to be is the example that He has set. Amen. So this morning, I ask, what kind of gift would you give the perfect father on Father's Day? God wants you. Amen. Amen. God wants you. Not only does He want you as the gift, but He wants you to understand something, and that's what we're going to go into the text this morning. Do not take the Lord for granted. The Word of God reads Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I be a father, where is mine honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. O priest that despise my name, you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and say, wherein have we polluted thee, in that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to the governor, will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. And with that, I'll just say it like this. Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we just get it wrong. Sometimes we want to give God everything that we are. Sometimes we'll say, Lord, I want you to make everything new in my life. And we'll say, Lord, I've had a revival and I understand that you're the way, the truth, and the life. But when it comes to the offering that we present to God, we forget that God is God. We forget that He's the Father of all creation. He says, where is my honor? Where is my fear? When you present something to me, let it be right the first time. Don't give me something I don't want. God doesn't want you and somebody else. He wants you and you alone, amen. He wants you. He doesn't want you to come to Him with an offering that is anything other than you. All right. What could be a polluted offering? You see, in the Old Testament, the priest every single day had to offer sacrifice for the people's sins. And the sacrifice had to be without spot or wrinkle to typify, to point to Christ. And every day they had to do this. Now I'm quite sure when the temple was first dedicated that they made sure that every single sacrifice was pure, because they knew if they had the wrong sacrifice, God could judge them and curse them. So I'm quite sure that the high priest inspected it and said, you know what, this one's no good, this one's perfect, we can go ahead and sacrifice it. But as time goes on, as worship goes on, as service goes on, we can say, well, I just don't feel like giving God this anything. Let's just give him that. Give him that lamb. Yeah, it's, no, it's a sacrifice. It's okay. Let me tell you, the worst mistake you can make is giving your life to God and not giving your life to God.
Amen.
The worst mistake you can make is giving your life to God and doing Ananias and Sapphira, really holding your life back. But I have good news for you this morning. If we give God the gift that he wants on Father's Day, he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. Because fathers that are good fathers give their children more than what they can ever ask or seek or ever come to him with. And that's the kind of God that we serve. But sometimes, amen, we just get it wrong.
All right.
I'm not going to make a big old excuse. None of us are perfect in our own self. Sometimes we just get it wrong. We think that God is our friend, or God is our buddy, or God is our homeboy, and we give him what we might give our homeboy, and we give him what we might give our best bud. But let me tell you something. God is on the throne. Amen.
Amen.
He said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his Lord. Let me tell you, God is a father, and he is Lord. And what we have to learn this morning is we must be careful not to take God for a mere thought. Sometimes we take him for granted because he's so good to us we forget about it. God is just our wish machine. We start to have a walk with God to where the only time we serve him is when we are in crisis. He's our panic prayer God. Oh, my God, I need to pay my rent. I know I ain't never talked to you except when I need something. Or, Lord, I just wish things could be different. I wish things were another kind of way. We must not have this type of understanding with our Father, because every father loves his child, amen?
Amen.
Every good father. Our Father wants us to communicate with him and to let us know what's going on in our lives so that he can tell us, stop doing it if it's not right, and point us into the right direction. But sometimes we fear God to reprove us, so we don't talk to him, and we don't know what he wants, and that's when we begin to just give him anything and not what he requires. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, I want you to think to yourself, what kind of gift would you give the perfect father? You see, we can't win God over with trinkets. God's not impressed with the brand new tie or a new TV or even the house of Japan. All these things he has. The only thing that he wants from you is your love.
Amen.
Your praise.
Amen.
For you to make the decision to give him yourself on Father's Day. Amen. Again, we must be careful what we bring our gifts to him, that they're not polluted and not what is acceptable. We should not do such things. Amen. If we have the understanding, as we've been learning in Bible study, for those of you that attend. Amen. As a Christian, we are to do everything as unto the Lord. Everything. Do you know why? Because the Bible says that when you've done it to the least of my servants, you've done it unto me. They'll say, Lord, when did we visit you? When did we clothe you? When did we see you naked? And when did we help you? And the Lord will reply to the sheep and say, when you've done it to the least of my servants, you've done it unto me. So we have to be careful not only what we offer to God in church, because God is not just here in the building. He's out there. He's your next door neighbor. He's the person that you see on the street. He's your co-worker at your job. And all those are opportunities to present to him a sacrifice, amen, to present to him an offering. So what I ask this morning is, what offering, what gift are you giving God our Father today? What gift have you prepared to give to God our Father? I'm not talking about money. Has nothing to do with it. Have you presented yourself as a living sacrifice this morning? Have you presented yourself as a living sacrifice this morning? Here's what God wants, amen. He wants your life now so that he can give you everlasting life later. He wants you to turn your back on this world and to embrace the world to come. He wants you to honor and respect him and not take for granted his love. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say this morning. Did you know that the most calls are made on Mother's Day? You know that?
Wow.
The most calls are made on Mother's Day because everybody wants to say, Mama, 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 I love you. And did you know that the most collect calls are made on Father's Day? This is the fact. Look it up. Google it. The most calls are made on Mother's Day, and the most collect calls are made on Father's Day. Well, I've got good news this morning. I've got good news this morning.
All right.
You can call on God broke. You can call on God rich. You can call on God when you're in a problem. You can call on God when you're not going through one. You can call on God when you're locked up. You can call on God when you're set free. It doesn't matter. You can call on him dirty because he can make you clean. I'm telling you about a father who said you're a sinner, but I'm so good I'm going to send my son to die for you to make you a saint. Let me tell you, you don't have to call him collect because it's free. All you have to say is, Jesus, I'm here today. I heard the preacher say that you don't want just anything. You want me, and that's what I can give you because without you, my hands are dirty. But when I give myself to you, you make me clean. You make me saved. You make me sanctified. You give me new desires. I try to give you a gift, but when I gave you a gift for Father's Day, you turned around and gave me a new way of sin, and I must praise because when I realized it, when I finally gave you what you asked, there was a blessing coming. I know that I gave my life on Sunday, and next thing you know, I saw the windows of heaven opened up. I saw the blessings coming down, and guess what? Now I've got more to give you because as I'm blessed, I'm going to praise your name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a God in heaven. You can call on him. Amen. And you don't need any change.
Hallelujah.
You can call on him. And his lines are never busy. You don't get dee-dee-dee. We're sorry. This phone has been connected. Please try your call again. Dee-dee-dee. Hello. Yes, Father. Oh, how you doing, Sim? How'd you know my name? I've always known your name. What can I do for you then? Well, Father, I want to give my life to you. All right, I'll do the rest. That's how it goes. We simply come to God by faith, and he will do the rest. We come to God by faith, and he will do the rest. It's not up to you. The Bible says that he is the potter. We are the clay. And let me tell you, he is still in the molding business.
Hallelujah.
He's still in the molding business. He knows just how to shape up that extra belly, Mr. Wallace. Because you know we're soft. He knows how to put us in his hand and press us a certain way. And we might be a lump one day, but he will turn that lump into a vessel of beauty. That's what a father does. A father takes raw material and makes it into gold.
Amen.
That's what our father can do today. That's what he'll do. But when we make that call and we say, Lord, I want to give you my life. Don't make any other conditions. Sometimes we try to make conditions with God. Lord, I'll give you my life if you give me a new car. Or Lord, I'll give you my life if you just make all my problems go away. Or, Lord, I'll serve you if you serve me first. And that's the mistake that we make. But when we come to God, it has to be just like this. Here I am, Lord. Have your way. Amen. Have your way. Because in the end, God can't accept anything else. You see, the priests in Malachi, they had made the mistake. They had thought that God would just take anything. And because of their unwillingness to give God what he required, God could do nothing but curse them.
Amen.
Sometimes when you give God mediocre things, you cause God to harden his heart towards you. Because God has purchased the gift that he wants. And all we have to do is return to our purchaser. Amen. He has purchased us. He has given us the gift of everlasting life, and all he wants is, like a hen tries to gather her little chicks, he wants to gather his church, his believers, his professed followers together and make them one in the Spirit. Amen. I'd ask y'all to stand this morning. I said I'm not keeping you long, because we have the perfect Father. Nothing more needs to be said. If there are those here this morning that haven't called on God as their Father, these altars are open, as I said. No requirement other than that you come by faith. He'll take you just as you are, and he'll give you what you could not get in yourself. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, these altars are open. Let's give God our gift this morning. That's us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our life. We need prayer. We need salvation.